Before the Warriors game with the Celtics on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, forward Kevin Durant addressed the media for the first time since the knee injury he sustained in Washington, D.C. early in the game against the Wizards. Here's KD's conversation from Wednesday night in the interview room at Oracle Arena.
Kevin, Steve said earlier that you kind of were able to ride the bike a little bit and work up a little bit of a sweat. So how are you feeling right about now?
I feel better, you know. It's only been a week, so, you know, just trying to take my time, take it a day at a time, and just get better. You know, that's just that's the name of the game for me right now. Just keep grinding every single day and, you know, just keep, you know, gaining strength in the rest of my body. And, you know, hopefully my knee heals pretty quick.
How were your emotions from the time of the injury to the time you found the results?
Well, obviously I didn't know, you know. Guys fell on my legs before, and it's not as bad. And so this time I knew it was a little different when I ran up and down the court. When I got to the back, it stiffened up real quick. And, you know, so it was a pain I never felt before. But I knew I'd been through this before. So no matter what it was, no matter what the doctor said or what the MRIs and the scan said, that I knew I'd, you know, be ready for this journey to just get back. So, you know, no matter what, I was going to conquer it and work extremely hard every single day to try to get back on the court. But I wouldn't say nervous. I was just real anxious to see what it was. First it was tough news first, but then, you know, it came back, and by the grace of God, it wasn't as bad as we thought. So that was a positive, and I just try to look at that and stay positive throughout this whole situation and just keep working.
Kevin, when the team's on the road, where do you watch the games? And are you like a nervous wreck, or are you kind of chilled out? No. When they're here, what do you do?
I got a nice little spot on my couch. I watch the games now. So I wouldn't say I was a nervous wreck. When we lost to Chicago, it was tough. We had that game. I felt like we should have won that game. But it's good to bounce back against New York and Atlanta and to come home for one game. So it was exciting to see the team come together against New York and Atlanta. That was fun to watch. And tonight I'll be watching in the back. So hopefully we get a W.
You yell at the screen and stuff when you're
watching? Yeah, I do. It was fun watching the team. And I didn't feel like an NBA player this last week, but to be with the guys in the locker room today and, you know, be around the team felt great.
You mentioned the initial diagnosis. How long did you think you were potentially going to be out for the year? And then when you finally heard that it wasn't like that, what was
that? That was a crucial, probably 30 minutes where I thought that it was, I have to go through this long rehab, to get back on the court. And then I got a call and said it wasn't as bad. So that kind of eased my mind a little bit. And, you know, but like I said, either way, I knew it was something I had to conquer. I knew I had to work extremely hard to get back. I still do no matter what. And, you know, I've been through it before. So, you know, it's the reason why I'm here now is that I work extremely hard. And, you know, so there's nothing different. It's just, you know, trying to get my knee right and get my body right. And, you know, hopefully I'll be back to play soon.
Kevin Knapp.
Have you noticed any improvement yet? And how confident are you that you'll be back before the end of the regular season?
I'm not even trying to put a date on it, man. I'm just however I feel, you know. I'm just setting goals every single day, you know. Just try to, you know, it was to straighten my leg out. That was a big goal of mine throughout this week, and I was able to accomplish that and to, you know, get some range of motion as I, you know, bent my leg. So that was a key for me. So I'm just trying to set these small goals day by day, and I'll get back to playing. I worry about that whenever I feel good, but I'm just, you know, taking it a day at a time.
Kevin, Steve mentioned you were on the bike today. What is sort of your daily routine different each day? And also, how much have your spirits been lifted by getting the regular text messages from the guys? And Steve said he's checking in on you all the time.
I mean, it could be a lot worse, man. A lot of things could have happened, you know. It could be a lot worse. So, you know, I hurt my knee. Yeah, a lot of guys go through this throughout the season. A lot of injuries, you know. It's nothing for anybody to be concerned about, you know. I got a boo-boo playing basketball, you know. It is what it is, man. It's It's just, you know, so I'm okay. You know, my spirits are good. I mean, my family's good. I'm, you know, I'm doing what I love to do every single day. So it's all right. But as far as my routine every day, just, you know, just trying to strengthen, like I said, the muscles around, you know, my lower body, and, you know, just trying to get that range of motion back in my leg and my knee. So it's a process that I'm looking forward to, you know, getting through, and, you know, hopefully soon I'll be able to get back out there and play.
Kevin, obviously this team is gunning for a championship. You came here to win a championship. Obviously your knee is going to tell you, but do you feel confident you'll be close to 100% say by May when the important rounds are coming up?
I mean, I'm not even thinking about that right now. I know that's what everybody wants to know, you know, or wondering. But whenever my body tells me I'll be ready to play, that's when I'll be ready to play. So I'm not really thinking it too far down the line. I'm just worried about I had a great day today, and, you know, and I look forward to having a good one tomorrow. So that's what I'm thinking about at this point.
Kevin, you seem like you're in good spirits, but the setbacks you've had in years past when it comes to the mental side, I mean, does that help now in terms of just keeping your mind right and not getting too frustrated during this process?
I mean, I had one injury. I didn't. I had three foot surgeries, and that was tough to go through because it was my first one, first time being out, and, you know, going under and getting surgery. So that was tough. That was different. But now, I mean, I didn't have to get a surgery. So, you know, I'm just rehabbing every single day. So it's not as bad, and it could be worse, like I said. So mentally, I'm good. I'm in a good place. I'm not playing right now, which is tough because I love to play. But, you know, I'm getting better day by day, and I'll be out there as soon as I'm ready to play.